This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
People of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang gininto ang gabay sa English Golden Guide at sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Mga kaibigan, meron tayong bisita. No, I have a guest. The spokesperson of AGP, Animal Justice Party here in New Zealand. So as what I have said for the past broadcast that I think it I spent 2 months for this matter, animal matters. So it's good the first day of animal matters. It was Mom Alara. Thanks be to God that the spokesperson of Animal Justice Party here in the Philippines, they are animal activists, they are anti-cruelty. So, thanks be to God. And good morning, Sir Nick. Sir Rob. Sorry.
Good morning, Brother Nick. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks be to God that God protected us for the few months, few weeks, and once again you're here in our program.
It's the second time.
This program open for the animal lovers, because if we love our fellow creatures, so it's good than to eat them or to kill them.
Absolutely, we are all animals.
Animals. Before I proceed, so the same arrangement I pray first. Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much this opportunity to have Sir Rob on this program, Golden Guide, and I spend several times for animal matters. So, Sir Rob can talk about this because they are, I think, long time ago that they are anti-cruelty. They are against the cruelty for the animals. And they are also long time voices for the voiceless, which is the animals. Thank you, Lord, so much, Lord, that there are people, they can also realize that very, very wrong to kill the animals in order for food. And thank you so much through the Holy Spirit and through the some verses from the Bible and some documents that we have seen through the exposes some video clippings. Lord, we can do nothing without you, so we need your help. Me and Sir Rob and even those who are watching at this moment. I ask this in the name of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Sir Rob, once again, good morning, and thanks be to God that once again you are here.
Good morning, thank you.
And I let you to discuss about the live, the Tuban live export.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm from the Animal Justice Party, and we're a party that was formed in 2022, just before the election. And we are looking at a number of issues, but certainly the one that seems quite important at the moment is live export. As you know, the previous government did a lot of investigations after the sinking of the Gulf Livestock One ship.
Was it New Zealand ships?
2020. It was registered overseas, but it picked up 6,000 mother cows in New Zealand.
The animals from New Zealand?
Yes, the crew was, I believe, 41 Filipino crew and two New Zealanders on board. And they all died except for one man from Filipino was rescued. All of them died.
How many Filipinos?
41, I believe.
41. Including the so captain. Only one?
Only one survived. One survived, yeah.
Yeah. So I will research that.
Yeah, very.
So it is very interesting.
Of course, and of course, all the cows also died. 6,000
so
cows.
So all cross.
Yeah.
From captain to ship engineer.
Yeah, everybody. Oh. Everybody passed away, except for one person, and they were on their way from New Zealand to China to deliver mother cows to be dairy cows, and it's a terrible thing. The conditions are terrible. You imagine being a cow in a very small space on a ship for several weeks, standing in your own waste.
But nobody took a video while they travel. Only the whistleblower, the 60-minute TV show, that he exposed the situation of the animals while they traveling from Australia to the Middle East, very hot.
There is live export all over the world. Australia also has issues. The New Zealand government, after that sinking, did ban it, did say no more. And in April 2023, it stopped. But the new government has come in and said, we're going to bring it back. We want the money. And we don't care so much about the animals. So, polls show that most New Zealanders do not want live export and that a lot of the farmers don't want it either. Obviously, some make good money from selling these cows to China, but a lot of the other farmers know, and the polls show that it's bad for our reputation. It was terrible for New Zealand's reputation when that ship sank. And although the government says now they're going to have a gold standard for shipping cows, it's not possible. There's no way to humanely or peacefully ship an animal halfway across the world to a country where there are no animal welfare laws and everybody ends up dying at the end of the journey anyway. So we're trying to mobilize people. There's a petition right now that's led by John Hallstrom, who was a former head of the National Animal Welfare Council.
Who is he?
John Hallstrom. He was a former head of the committee that advises the government on animal welfare. And he's put his name out to say that this is bad and we need to stop it. And that petition has got over 16,000 signatures in just a couple of weeks. It's pretty easy to find online if you wish to sign.
I have signed already.
Yeah.
The ban the live export.
Live export, yeah. And you can also go to a website, which I believe is called endliveexport.nz. And get more information on ending live export. There are also some rallies. We're trying to do rallies monthly in different cities around the country. And when I say we, it's not a partisan event. It's something that's run by a bunch of grassroots organizations. There's an event in Hamilton, the Hamilton Gardens, on the 23rd of March. There's one here in Auckland on the 30th of March, which starts at 11:30 from the vegan shop in Auckland and goes down Queen Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And one on the 31st in Christchurch, I think, as well. Maybe to some others around the country too.
Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland.
Not sure about Wellington, but Christchurch, Hamilton and Auckland for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly some others still to come.
Yeah, so, continue.
Sure. Yeah. Live export is bad. There's a lot of things that are wrong with animal agriculture, and the Animal Justice Party, we're really trying to build a long-term institution that will be around for a long time, that can build power. We didn't get any seats in the last election, but we're just getting started, and we really would like to get volunteers and donations so that we can be here in future elections and do so much more than just fighting live export.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, you can go to our website.
I will be with that crusade against the live export.
We'll be excited.
It's good, totally banned.
I'm happy to march with you down. It's a peaceful thing. Beautiful thing to stand up for mother cows. These are such beautiful, lovely, innocent animals.
Yeah, innocent.
We just want to reduce suffering in the world. It's pretty simple, really. The animals are beautiful. You have a dog, you have a cat. You know that they feel pain, they feel love.
They are harmless kind of animals.
Yeah. For dairy cows in particular, we're a little bit old to be drinking the breast milk from another species. we're not babies anymore, and even if we were,
cow milk is not
the best for you.
But even they are at age, even they are getting old, but they are still drinking because the wrong advertisement.
Sure, you can make money.
The owner pay for the one who will make an advertisement that is good.
And I used to milk cows myself when I was a teenager in New Zealand. I used to do that as a job for a while, and it seemed normal. You just don't think about it. It seems very normal.
It's normal because they don't know. Yeah. If they will know the truth about that, even there are some good doctors, they explain that we are no longer an infant, need milk.
Yeah, and even if we did, from a cow is not, you know, necessarily the best.
And that milk... It's not for the human.
Right.
That is for their child.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a shirt that said, "You're not a baby cow, bro." And it's true. It does seem normal.
But because of the advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
They would tell a lie through the mask to the people. Because of the business.
Sure.
Of dairy business.
Money, money, money. But, you know, a lot of people are lactose intolerant, so the milk is not even good for you. It's designed to turn a little baby calf into a giant cow very, very quickly with lots of hormones. And these things are just not designed for the human body. Even though, you know, that's the way I grew up and that seemed normal at the time. So, but right now, this live export is just, it's just so silly to, even from an economic perspective, to send our cows over to China so they can make their own milk and not buy ours is silly, but much more important is the welfare of the animals and being kind to them. So, you know, we just overall, we just encourage people to also come to our own website, which is animaljustice.org.nz. We're especially looking for volunteers at the moment, people with expertise in marketing or information technology or any kind of volunteers, really, to come along and help out, get involved. We have a really fun crew, a really professional graphics design and communications team. And, you know, with the power that comes through volunteers and donations, we can do a lot more to help animals, from companion animals, dogs and cats, through to live export, to all kinds of areas.
So, Rob, I would like to insert the several verses from the Bible. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. I would like to read this. Okay, Sharon?
Of course.
A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. So, you are not a religious.
I am a registered Catholic, to be fair, but I don't practice.
No problem.
I don't practice.
I am also a believer, so belong to the religious matters. If we believe that there is God, the God whom we believe, He is a righteous, and one of His virtues is righteousness. So His virtues, righteousness, He shared to the humans, to the creatures, because mostly of the in the religion, speciesism. Always, we are special, created by God. And yes, I can agree, but it is not, as well, once again, it is not a license to oppress the animals or to kill them, because you are an special. God created them, and if we back to the original plan of God, the food He has given to the humans, both human and animals, the plants. So if we believe that there is God, we have righteousness from God, because God has shared with it to us. So we have compassion and we have mercy for the beast or the animals. But the tender mercies of the wicked, only slitting the throat of the animals in order for food consumption, and most especially their business. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Money.
Money is not, I don't know if it's the root of all evil, but it's the root of a lot of evil.
The love of money is the root of evil. We can read that 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. But not money is the root of evil, but the love of money, because we can use that money, but not to use that in a wrong way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're all volunteers at the Animal Justice Party.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting paid.
But even me.
The little bits of money that we get, we use to try and help the animals, yeah. to try and build power. And
they are innocent. Yeah.
Yeah, and what you're talking about, speciesism, the scriptures say somewhere about God giving man dominion over the animals.
Yeah.
And dominion doesn't mean
to kill them.
Dominion to can mean caring them. For them, you yeah. know. Like, we all have a brother or someone in the family that maybe needs a little bit of caring for.
Yeah.
We don't show power over them or oppress them. We care for the lesser ones.
Sir Rob, last verse, because I want to share this long time ago with before the technology about the cultivate the lands. Chapter 14 in the book of Proverbs, verse 4. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. So long time ago, the human used the ox. So they are the good helper. So the dog, we consider that man's best friend. So do we eat our friends? So no. But there are some human, and most especially in China, in the month of June, they have Yulin festival, and mostly the food they serve to the people, because they have festival, Yulin festival, they will kill dogs for meat. So they will kill the man's best friend. But for us, even not dog, even all animals, because we are lovers and we are the voice of the voiceless, which is the animal. So as what I have said long time ago, the human use the ox to cultivate the land. The land or the soil very hard, but they use it for plowing, do you know?
Plowing, yeah.
So in order to make soften the soil so they can plants. So they are man's best helper. So after, if the ox getting old or gets sick, the reward for them to kill them. So
look, using another species, using someone else for your benefit is the problem. We should have compassion. Yes, once upon a time we needed the animals.
So ungrateful human to kill the ox. And even 66 in verse 3 in Isaiah, when you kill the ox, you're just like kill human. So
it's the golden rule. It's the golden rule, brother. Treat others like you would like to be treated yourself.
Yeah.
We aren't, I mean, yes, in China they may eat dogs in certain parts. In some parts of India, one half of the city is Muslim. They eat the cows, but they don't eat the pigs. The other half is Hindu. They eat the pigs, they don't eat the cows. Here in New Zealand, the biggest risk, the biggest cause of death for a dog or a cat is a shelter, because we take all these animals in, but if we can't find a home for them, they're killed.
Euthanized.
Yeah, so we all use animals for our benefit, and we need to change that. We need to look at them like they're our brothers and sisters.
So we need a GP party, animal justice party.
We'd like to think so. Yeah, we'd like to think so. It won't be an election for a long time. So for now, we are doing campaigns to try to help animals right now, to get additional fundings for shelters, to attend committee meetings where they're full of farmers or industry that want to make more money from exporting animals, more fish farms, et cetera, et cetera. And we want to speak up for the animals.
Yeah. So let us continue.
Please.
How do we call our advocacy?
Advocacy,
against this kind of evil business. I call this evil business. Because it is not good to kill the animals.
How do we do it? Is that the question? We create structures like charities that can raise money and power to speak up for them, and political institutions like the Animal Justice Party, that over time we will get MPs elected. And in the meantime, we're at committee meetings, we're speaking up for the animals. I was at committee meetings last week online, and you can tell the different conversation when there's an animal advocate in the room. They don't just talk about animals as things anymore. They talk about they know that somebody's listening. It's like they have to behave in a different way. So over time, we can do more of this.
Yeah. So this coming March 30.
23rd in Hamilton, which is next weekend, the weekend after, the 30th in Auckland, and the 31st in Christchurch, and maybe some others as well for live export. But there are many, many other opportunities to speak up, and we really would just encourage people to come and reach out to us through our website, animaljustice.org.nz, and volunteer. Have a conversation with us. See what we can do together and help animals.
So that's why I posted the 60-minute channel or TV program about the expose of the situation of the animals. If you will see, if there are some, if they don't yet to see or watch the video, if they will try to see the situation of the animals. It's not good.
Now, a lot of people don't want to see these things. They don't want to see it. You don't have to see it. You just have to think about how would you feel if that pig, that cow was your cat or your dog or your little brother, that they're just like us. And we're just lazy. We should eat the plants directly. There's some amazing food products out there that even taste like meat, like animal flesh, that don't nobody gets hurt.
And most especially the feeds, the food preparation by the owners of the farm, a lot of antibiotics, and one of the ingredients, the small fishes, and the chicks, the male chicks, because they cannot produce when they grow up, so even they are still alive, they are alive ground. So if you are the one, or if you will see the video, they have life, even they are animals. So the Proverbs chapter 14 verse 10 very clear. The 12:10, the righteous regards the life of the beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked is cruel. So it is not good in the name of money. Amen. So we can have a business, but not to oppress or exploit the animals. So say Rob, okay, we have 5 minutes. I have two. We must be in at 10:30. We will be ending at 10:40. So continue.
Sure, we can talk. We can talk all day. You know, it would be. You talked a lot about food, and it would be nice if everybody went vegan. Obviously,
yes.
But it's hard for some people. Some people aren't ready yet. It doesn't mean you can't help animals, though. It doesn't mean that you can't do something. Your personal, what you eat, is very important, but also how you act in the world. And like you say, there are these big businesses out there that make lots and lots of money from selling ridiculous things like milk powder to China in massive quantities. And money, you know, we all need money to live, obviously. But we need to bring people's attention to the fact that dairy is scary.
Yeah.
You can look up Dairy is Scary on YouTube and find out more about the dairy industry. Yes. A friend of mine made that video. There are people out there doing good things all over, but for us, we're trying to get to be everywhere. You're in the media doing this, and the media is very important.
Yes,
to have
that's
power.
Why...
Yeah. Yeah, and the grassroots people that are out on the street protesting, that are going into farms, rescuing animals are important.
Good.
But we're the government. We're trying to do something in the political side of things.
Let me interrupt for a while, Sir Rob, because my friend, Brother Ador Porenke, shout out to you. Thanks for your watching our program. Sir Rob from Animal Justice Party. I am be with them because I am against also the exploitation and the oppression and cruelty to the animals. God created them with us to take care of them, not to kill them. Okay, Sir Rob.
No, thank you. Thanks for being here. I know you're a big basketball star now, so it must be very nice. I think I saw some video of you making hoops from behind your back. So.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Even I am 57 because I did not eat anymore from 2017. Mm. I ate all from plants.
Same year for me. Same
so
year.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Even I am not just like an athlete because they have regular training, but when we were playing with Sir Nick, my heart is good and my lungs and my joints. So because of the full of vitamins from the plants, if I did not stop eating animals, maybe if I that 40 minutes, maybe my heart will not good.
Maybe.
Not easy. Inhale, exhale.
Yep, you're strong. You don't look 57, so you're doing good. You're doing good. And you're doing good things in the world to try to bring attention to social justice. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I am here with you.
Yeah, you are. We went vegan the same year, it sounds like, 2017.
Yeah. Veganism. All kinds of products from the animals, the belt, the bag from animals, leather, all food, all we must stop because they have their own lives. So we let them to use that for their own benefits, not the benefits of the humans. Okay.
But even if you're not vegan, you know, live export. A lot of non-vegans are against live export. It's cruel. A lot of people would like to see better treatment of dogs and cats in shelters. Stop buying designer dogs. Go out and adopt a beautiful dog from a rescue. Help someone that's going to die unless you don't help them. There are so many ways you can help animals in addition to you know, your own personal food choices and the things that you do. So, and again, we're just looking to get started, get established. So come out and volunteer with us. Donate a few dollars if you like, or even just look at our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, for the Animal Justice Party, and share it. It doesn't cost anything to share something.
If we are not financially stable, at least we sympathize the people who are spend their times with that kind of
Sabbath day, but come Monday morning till the coming Sunday, they will fight their neighbor all along the way.
Oh, if you don't love God,
if you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God. In the Holy Bible, in the book of Matthew, read the 18th chapter in the 21st verse. Jesus plainly tells us that we must have mercy. There's a special warning in the 35th verse.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you don't
love God. There's a God Almighty and you've got to love him if you want salvation in a home on high. If you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, then you don't have religion, you just told a lie.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
then you don't love your neighbor
and you
don't love God.
Soul. And I will mountain too tall, he cannot move it.
There is no storm too tall, God cannot calm it.
There is no sorrow too deep, he cannot soothe it.
Listening here on Free FM 89.0 in the dial of your radio.
Oh, footprints in the sand. He held me in his hand, and gave me strength to face the coming day. At times I felt alone, I was never on my own. Someday I'll understand. Footprints in the sand.
Last night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. And across the sky flashed scenes from my life. And for each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. And after the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints.
Footprints in the sand. He held me in his hand. Someday I'll understand. Footprints in the sand.
Now this really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and lowest times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. And I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of suffering, when you could see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you."
Footprints in the sand. He held me in his hand. He gave me strength to face the coming day. When times I felt alone, I was never on my own. Someday I'll understand. Footprints in the sand.
Last night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. And across the sky flashed scenes from my life. And for each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. And after the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. And I noticed that many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints.
Footprints in the sand. He held me in his hand. Someday I'll understand. Footprints in the sand. Ooh.
Now this really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and lowest times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. And I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of suffering, when you could see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you."
Footprints in the sand, he held me in his hand. He gave me strength to face the coming day. When times I felt alone, I was never on my own. Someday I'll understand. Footprints in the sand.
You are listening here on Free FM 89.0 in the dial of your radio.
The yoke I will give you is easy.
to me, and I will give you rest. And he said, cast your burdens upon me, those who are heavily laden. Come to me, all of you who are tired of carrying heavy loads, for the yoke I will give you is easy, and my burden is light. Come to me, and I
friends, I invite you to listen to this program, Golden Guide, and the Power of Truth, here on Free FM 89.0, with me, Brother Lynn Fletcher, every Sunday at 6 until 7 o'clock in the evening, and thanks for your listening.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.